Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We are talking about the channel of righteousness. We began talking about that on the broadcast yesterday and the day before, and we will take it up and conclude it on this Wednesday, December 15. But our text is Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. From faith to faith, and I gave you a couple of days ago the various interpretations of that phrase. In fact, I gave you four different possibilities of what from faith to faith means, but the point is that faith is the means by which the righteousness of God, or we could say the righteousness of Christ, because that's really what it is, the righteousness of Christ is credited to the sinner's account. By faith. By faith. Not by works. By faith. We are justified by faith, not by keeping the law, not by works, not by good deeds, not by earning it, not by our merit, but the righteousness which is required for salvation, which is the perfect righteousness of Christ, the righteousness which He earned because we can't. And so He did it on behalf of His people and offers it to those who trust in Him. And it is credited to the account of those who believe the Word of God, believe the promises of God, believe the gospel of God. And that's what we're talking about, is the gospel of God, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And faith is trusting God, relying upon Him, upon His Word. It is trusting Jesus Christ and Him alone. No self-reliance here, none at all. If there is some measure of self-reliance, then this is not relying totally and completely upon Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. What do you mean, all other ground? Well, the ground of religion. Not whose religion is the right one, because when it comes to justification, there is no religion that is the right one. There is no religion, no ceremony, no works, no merit, no doing, no striving, no joining, no being baptized, no any religion that will acquire the necessary righteousness. All of that is sinking sand. And I'm not saying that religion is not important, and I'm not saying that people who have been saved by the grace of God shouldn't have any religion. Actually, we should. We should have Bible religion. But religion will never save. Nobody's religion will save. Not even Bible religion will save. Only Christ can save. And Christ's salvation is received by faith, not by doing. You see, religion is doing. And a lot of times the different religions argue about which is the right one. Do it our way. That's the right way. No, do it our way. That's the right way. No, do it our way. That's the right way. No, this is the right way. These ceremonies, these requirements, these rituals, these dietary laws, etc., etc., etc. Ours is the right way. Well, dear friends, there is a right way and there is a wrong way, but let's understand this to begin with. When it comes to being justified, nobody's religion can accomplish that. because religion is all about doing. But salvation is all about believing. Now, when you have been justified, then you have a God-given desire to please the Lord, and then you go to the Bible and you find out what it is that He wants you to do. And what you do is your religion. James says, pure religion and undefiled is to feed the fatherless and the widows, or to visit them, I guess is what he says. But that means, of course, to visit them in their need, their distress, to help them with their needs. That's pure religion. That's a right thing to do, an honorable thing to do, a godly thing to do. But that'll never save you. You can feed every widow and every orphan in the world, and that will never get you into heaven. But if you have been saved by the grace of God, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you have been saved by grace, then you have a desire to do what the Bible tells you to do, and that's your religion. And yes, you will visit the widows and the orphans in their affliction. And yes, you will join a Bible-believing church and become involved in organized religion. How many people I've heard tell me, I don't believe in organized religion. Well, what do you mean by that? If you mean you don't believe in it for salvation, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Nobody's church, nobody's denomination, nobody's theology, nobody's organized religion will get anybody into heaven. But everybody who's going to heaven should be involved in Bible religion. And if you're not, something's wrong. If you're not, I wonder if you're really going to heaven. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. Becoming obedient to the instructions of Christ and His apostles, as found in the Word of God, is an evidence that you have been saved by the grace of God. Don't tell me that you've been saved by the grace of God and have no desire to serve the Lord, no desire to obey the Lord, no desire to study His Word, no desire to follow the instructions of His Word, no desire to be baptized, no desire to obey the Lord in the Lord's table, in the symbols that He told all of His disciples to do in remembrance of Him. You have no desire to do that. You have no desire to fellowship with the people of God. No desire to hear the Word of God. No desire to gather together with God's people and sing the praises of God. No desire to be involved in the work of evangelism at home and abroad. No desire to be involved in the works of charity and good works to the widows and orphans. You have no desire for any of these things. You have no desire for religion. Then, dear friend, what has changed in your life? You say you have been saved by the grace of God. What has changed? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What passed away in your life? What's new in your life? Where's the evidence of your conversion? Oh, yes. Every true child of God has religion, but it is not religion that saves anybody. It is Christ alone who saves those who believe in Him. It is by faith. And faith is reliance upon Christ and Him alone for salvation. Faith is giving up all self-reliance, all reliance upon anything that you have done. And that's the hardest thing in the world to do. We want to be commended before God. We want to think of ourselves as good people. We want to think of the things that we have done as being good things, meritorious things that ought to commend us to God. And we have to give all of that up if we're going to be saved by the righteousness of Christ. It's not partly by His righteousness and partly by mine. It's all by His. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Not Jesus paid a part. And if I'll pay the other part, if I'll do the other part, if I'll keep up the rest, I'll make it to heaven. No, Jesus paid it all. The songwriter has it right. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. That songwriter had it right as well. That one was Augustus Toplady. I don't remember who wrote Jesus Paid It All, but I remember who wrote Rock of Ages, Augustus Toplady. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be from sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. And what is the one that says, not the labors of my hands can fulfill the law's demands. These for sin cannot atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. That's it. That's saving faith. Saving faith is coming to rely totally upon Christ and what he did. What he did as pleasing God. God is pleased in his Son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. God is completely and totally pleased in his Son. He's not pleased in Greg Barkman. He's not pleased with you and what you have done, except as you are in his Son. And if you are in Christ, then he's totally pleased with you. He's totally pleased with me, but not because of what I've done, who I am or what I've done. It's because I now have the imputed righteousness of Christ. And so I am as righteous as he is. And if God is perfectly pleased with him, then if by faith I am in him, God is perfectly pleased with me. That's the opposite of salvation by law. We're not saved by keeping the law. We're saved by trusting Christ. That's the opposite of human merit. It's not what I have done. It's what he has done. It's not even my faith that saves me. I think I talked about this in the broadcast yesterday. It is my faith that receives Christ who saves me. That's what we need to understand. That the channel of righteousness is faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Whatever that means, it means that the channel, the means, is faith, not the basis. The basis is the righteousness of Christ. It's his righteousness that is the basis of my justification. God doesn't save me on account of anything within me, not even on account of my faith. God doesn't save me on account of my faith. God saves me on account of Christ's righteousness. But that righteousness is credited to my account by faith. That's the means whereby the righteousness that is Christ's becomes mine. And so therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Faith is the channel. I think of it almost as a pipe upward to heaven. And down through that pipe, God pours his righteousness, Christ's righteousness, to everyone who believes. Faith is the pipe. Faith is the channel. It's not the pipe that saves. It's the righteousness of Christ that saves. But the only way to receive it is by faith. I reach up with the hand of faith and receive what God has promised in his word in Christ Jesus. And by that, I am justified. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.